Oh, qué cruz. And here we go. I think we all know what time it is, because the current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Goals Garage Door Opening. Hello. Yep. The garage door is opening. All right, here's what you need to know. You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm standing in my garage looking out into the neighborhood, which is kind of damp, but is now dry. It's rather warm. It's 20 degrees, but it's gray and overcast. And I was just going to tell you it's windy. But of course, right now, it's not. It's perfectly still. Oh, no, I can see trees moving over there. Yeah, and I already fed the chickens and it was windy. Now the chickens are looking at me again. Hi, chickens! Oh, they're so nice, my chicken friends. And I got some annoying mail today, but now there's nothing I can do about it. And the cat's been peeing on my bed. Let's go back inside. So we returned indoors, and yeah, I don't know what was going on, but when was this? About a half an hour ago? Half an hour ago, I'm just sitting here drinking tea, sort of kind of trying to get ready to do all this, right? And the cat walks up, and it looks like she's going to go into the bathroom. No, but she stops at the foot of my bed and assumes a posture that I'm familiar with, and I'm like, no, but it's already too late, and she might have already peed there once this morning when I was asleep or something, so, what the hell? So she's squatting down trying to pee again, and I said, no, and I hustled her into the kitty bathroom, which is also the laundry room, so now it smells like laundry. Because I gotta wash all the bedding now, because the fluffy butt tingle princess is peeing on my banky. Try to explain to her, you know, this is your banky too. This is the kitty banky. Why are you peeing on the kitty banky? Anyway. So, what are we doing? Oh, yeah. We can't go outside because I think it rained overnight, and I kind of wanted to go out and look for stuff, but maybe I'll just go out later. You guys can't come with me because wind. So I will regale you with tales of my awesomeness. What great things happened to me in the last 23 and a half hours since you've heard from me last. Okay, well, I don't know, at some point yesterday afternoon or evening, I did unpatch the synth, the main synth. And then I started patching. I wanted to do a thing, and this is complicated. We'll get into it in a minute. But at some point in time, I remembered, oh yeah, isn't Corey playing up at Kaite tonight? Wait, did the laundry stop? No, it's still going. Because I wanted to talk to Corey. And I had sent him a message, a text via phone, to which he responded, and then I sent him an email message back saying, okay, let's work out some of these details. How does Thursday sound? And I didn't hear back from him, but this was kind of around the time when people were starting to get busy and he'd be getting ready to go to the thing. So I said, yeah, I will go to the thing and talk to him in person because, you know, that's what I do and I'm awesome. So, yeah. And then I was dumb. I was awesome and dumb simultaneously. So I think, okay, yeah, it's 7:15. If I leave now, I'll get up there at about 7:25 and probably catch him as he's coming in to set up his gear so he can start playing at 8 o'clock. So I drive up to Benson, walk up the alley, go into Kaite, and the bartender's there. She's the only one there. And that's when I kind of realized, oh, wait, he said he was playing at 9, not at 8 o'clock. But I asked her, hey, when's Corey playing? She said, oh, I think it's at 9. Yeah, I thought I might be a little bit early. And so I said, oh, I'll come back. So then I went to the grocery store, and I bought the bread and the graham crackers that I needed and something else. I think more spaghetti sauce, more pasta sauce. I had to get sauce for my pasta. And what else did I buy? There was a couple of other things, but now I don't know what they were. So, came home, put the groceries away. What did I do? I killed another 10 minutes, and by this time it's time to go back to Benson. So, brum brum brum, drive back up to Benson, not far. And I found a good parking place. Very happy about that. And I went back into Kaite, and yes, Corey is there, and he's setting up his gear. It's vinyl night. He's setting up two turntables. He's got two other DJ decks for digital stuff. It's going to be vinyl night. He's got some buddies coming in, and blah, blah, blah. And we started talking about stuff. Nah, 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 blah, 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 da, 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 do, 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 do. And then I whipped out my jump drive that I had hidden in my pocket, and I said, hey, will you play this track for me? Because I brought this, and I really would like to hear it on this system. And he said, sure. And he pops the jump drive into his little magical DJ machine and says, okay, which track is it? And I said, Dodonpa by Kyari Pamu Pamu. Now, if you've been a regular listener to the Dubious Goals Committee for any amount of time, you've heard this song and you know how much I love Dodonpa by Kyari Pamu Pamu. And by this time there was a couple of other people in the bar, and so he throws it on and it's wham, wham, wham. It's just so intense and so brutal in there, and everybody was suitably impressed. What is this? I don't know, it's something Japanese. It's Kyari Pamu Pamu. What does Dodonpa mean? I don't even know, dude. It's not critical. Not critical. So that was fun and all. And so then it's like, then we were just talking biz. And I said, yeah, so what do you think? Should we make the ambient nights on Thursday a regular thing? And he's like, yeah, I really want to do that, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, you know, I snapped a photo of you playing, and I sent it to some people, and Kethro responded. And Kethro says that if this becomes a regular thing, he wants to do something. Because Corey knows Kethro. So all of these people that I keep running into, they all just sort of know each other. Which is fine. These are all the scenesters. They're not the scenesters. They're the scene creators. These are the people who are, you know, making stuff happen. And so I said, geez, I'd love to get Kethro. He's so great, because he is, does cool stuff. But he hasn't been able to do much synth stuff or anything with the synth group because he's got his own little bar and thing to deal with, which has the same brand of sound system that Kaite has, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, Kethro also likes Kaite. And so I said, okay, this is awesome. This is great. I'll have to contact him. Blah, blah, blah. So what should we do? He's like, oh, I don't know. You want to do the second Thursdays or third Thursdays? I don't care. And blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And to make the long story short, it is now the second Thursday of the month. Yes, Oolong Nights, booked through, well, for the foreseeable future, but I don't know if we'll do it during the winter or not, because winter is so strange in Benson. But he says, oh no, Corey said that they get people in the winter. Nah, 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 blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, we've got a regular monthly show at Kaite now. And that'll probably mostly be me, Lad, and Dave. And hopefully, Kethro. Because last night, when I got home then, I had to email everybody, blah, 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 blah. We got Kaite. Nah, 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 nah. Heard back from Dave, but nobody else. So I will probably get some emails today from people. I'm pretty excited about it. So, yeah, everything's great, blah, 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 and also blah. Okay, was that the washing machine stopping this time? No, now it's going into rinse cycle, apparently. Okay, fine. So what we're going to do is some synth, I guess. Let me put on the trusty headphones here. Okay, and we need a cable. Yeah, we need this one. Is it 1 meter long? I don't know. It looks like it's a little bit short, but it is a quarter inch phono to quarter inch phono. These are tip ringed. Plug that right into there. Then we push this button. Okay, and where were we? Oh yeah, this is it's starting to get weird here. Is it ready to go? Yeah, just hit it. Yeah. And this does require some explanation. And I gotta not sit like this because this is messing up my leg. Okay. Let me get it together here. This is the last thing I did. Let's turn that off. Let's bring this back. See, that still sounds so crappy. Why is that so craptacular? All right, let's unplug that so we can plug it in straight. This is what I started with. I was doing something else at first. I had this idea and I was gonna do something with triplets, and I was using the modulation machine to do the triplet. It was a huge mistake. And a waste of resources and a waste of time. And I said, no, 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 we can't do this. So I half unpatched everything. And I was using the runaway oscillator for just doing a stupid bass thing. And I thought, no, that's a waste. We can't do that because that thing's a magic chord machine. And so I thought, okay, let's make it play some kind of chord. Now, that's not a chord. That's just a bunch of notes in unison. That's a fifth. There's our major chord. And I said, no, let's do minor chords. And I thought, okay, we're going to have to plug that into a VCA so we can do something with it. Because I was thinking about making, like, you know, like blah, 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 or something, right? Some kind of patty chord thing. And I plugged it into the VCA, and I just, this was still left over. And when I say this is left over, I mean this. And by this, I mean this modulation. and I just left it as it was, thinking, okay, I'll just fix that later because I don't know what I want to do with this yet. And why is it so clicky? That doesn't help at all. Didn't seem like it was this clicky. Maybe it is. Trying to reduce the click. Not happening. And I thought, well, we better get a drum beat going too, and I'm going to want to do something weird, so let's just put in a stupid, very simple kick. And I thought, well, if we're going to do that, we might as well throw a little hi-hat in there too, right? And then I realized, okay, that's actually kind of cool. Because that triplet thingy, which might actually be in six, I can't remember how I programmed this exactly. Na 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 na. I thought that sounded cool. And I thought, oh, maybe we'll do something with this, or maybe we can change it later, or we'll do whatever, it doesn't matter right now. And then I thought, okay, let's put some other triplet-y stuff in here. I started messing around with the modeling synth in it. Yeah, that's how we got this. Yeah. Is that so great? It really isn't. It really isn't all that great. I just... But by this time, by the time I got to this part, it was 1:30. And I thought, I gotta go to bed in half an hour. I can't afford to mess with this. And then I started realizing that I could do all kinds of crazy crap with this. Here, let's bring up the gain. Doesn't help that I have the noisy washing machine in the background. Okay, right. It gets weird. So this all sort of became a thing accidentally. This is not what I wanted to do. What did I wanted to do exactly? I don't even know. It really... I was just screwing around, and so these things just happened. You know, what are you gonna do? Not a damn thing. Thank you. is that so clicky and ugly? I don't know. But you know, what if we did something a little bit more differenter? What if we did a thing? What if we did something like... like this. And what would that do? Now, can I smooth that out at all? Not really. You know what it is? It's these sharp cutoffs. And that's not what I wanted to use this for to begin with. I wanted to make this something that was more differenter. Maybe something like this. And we ramp up, we hold it high for a while and go back down. Does this make any sense? Probably not, but we're gonna try it. It's a thing. Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a thing that I like. So, what to do? And you might have be thinking, oh, Toad, there's no bass line. Yeah, what you say is true. Are we going to need a bass line? Well, obviously, we're going to need a bass line. And so stop. And also these stop. Thank you. The obvious solution for bass line is Florian, right? We bring Florian down here. But Florian's such a critical hub in Synth Zone 4. Oh, we can't take Florian. So I was thinking, and besides, Florian, So I thought, what about that other rack? You know, we got that one other rack doing basically nothing. It's just playing that other lead line that doesn't sound good, doesn't make any sense anyway. So I thought, why don't we bring that thing down? We bring that particular rack down. We use that to create our bass line. Then we have other control over it. We can hook it up to this diddly bobbler. And do I want to go get that right now? I don't know. Maybe I'll deal with it later. Maybe we need to focus on this. And I had some kind of weird idea for this. What was it? Oh, it had something to do with doing a weird thing. Yeah, that's exactly what it had to do with, Tub. And I thought that was gonna go back down. Maybe it's not. So, do I have to push more buttons? Do I push a button like this? Do I do it like this? No. How do I make this go up and down now? This is not what I want. And do I need to press this button? No. And that's the one thing I don't like about this thing. Not what you would call intuitive. So maybe we need to do this. No. Is it in So I hit reset and now it's not going back up. Stop it. Okay, and now it's not going up at all. Stop it again. Hit reset. Go. Wow. How does it work? Do I not know? Apparently, I do not know. But as soon as I start turning this knob, it starts doing a thing. Okay, that's interesting. That's click snappy. Put some of that reverb back in it. That's probably plenty. How does it sound with the bass line? It's not a bass line tub. That sounds pretty terrible. Go back to where it was. It sounds horrendous. Yeah. What if we do this? Personally, I think I need to get away from this. What am I trying to do here? Well, it's not that I'm trying to do anything. Ow. Necessarily, I thought, well, maybe I'll make some dance music, because, you know, I don't have any shows until the second Thursday of May, which is more kaite. Hooray. Oh, but wait. Do you hear that sound? And you're saying, no, we don't hear that sound. Well, that's the sound of the washing machine being done. So, yay! Let's open up the dryer. Oh, I didn't know the cat was in here. She's just tearing out. And I'm going to throw my bankies in to the dryer. And we throw this one into the dryer. Oh, my God, it's heavy when it's wet. All right, we're going to remove the lint from the lint trap. Close the door. Yeah, get the thing going. Alright. Going to have some dry bankies soon. So I guess that means it's time to start up the washing machine again. And I just need to make it a small load. And we're going to put the sheet in the washing machine so that there's no more kitty tinkle on my bed, because you've been listening to the dubious kitty tinkle from the bed removal committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobias.